Welcome to our Monday treat, our little mid-late morning delight. We bring in this
brunch,
young...
Brunch.
Brunch?
Yeah, we'll
do.
Brunch.
It's our Chef Gavin Former. Good morning, mate. Glad
morning,
to have
Mark.
You with
How
us.
Are you?
Look, you've done all sorts of things to me. You've tried to burn my mouth to smithereens with chilli. You've tried to give me weird dessert things that you know that I won't like.
Yes.
And today you've decided to go easy on me. Well, firstly, why? There's got to be a reason. You've got to have some secret hiding. You've got to have something planned in the back of your mind. No, but you do.
This is one of my favourite recipes of all time. I love this piece of meat. What happened is...
Beef cheek.
Beef cheek, yes. Mm. People in lower social economic areas could only afford cheaper cuts, and this was one of the cheaper cuts. So some of the ways of cooking it are different and strange and long, and this is a really slow braise. So to get a really tough piece of meat, really tender, as you can see, it won't even go on the fork, keeps falling off. You've got to be skilled. You've got to realise how to do it, and this is one of my favourites.
It is one of those scenarios where it just melts, doesn't it? I mean, the meat is just sort of melting away. It was this one big clump of meat, and it's all over the place now, but it's going to taste very nice.
Well, we have this phrase that cows don't smile because their cheeks are so tasty. But
is that really a phrase?
It is now.
It is now.
We've coined a phrase now. So it's a thing.
It's a thing. So what goes into this
recipe? Do a vegetable base at the bottom. Bases normally are on the bottom. Seal the beef cheek. Lots of brown sugar, butter, red wine, stock. Cooked for about 3 hours, 200 degrees. Take it out. I do mine over 2 days because I keep it down really low. But if you're doing it at home, about 3 hours on 200, make sure it just almost falls apart. But you've got to let it cool. And then you take the cheek out of the liquid and strain the liquid back onto the cheek without all the vegetables. Add more butter, add more sugar, bring it back to the boil, and you get this nice, sticky, sticky sauce.
It really is. You can sort of taste all of those flavours as they've infused through the beef, but also that pulling away, like it's just melting away.
You can add herbs. I don't like to add herbs because I really like the flavour of the beef cheek, especially with the red wine, butter and sugar, which are part of the Holy Trinity. Butter, sugar, cream. And it's a great process. I could teach you this.
Now this is where it gets tricky, doesn't it? Because you've gone nice on me this week.
Yes.
But there's a reason you've gone nice, because the pain is coming.
There's a question. I come down here every second Monday into your studio, into your little world, and
you do
play with you. So I think on a Saturday night you should come up to where I work.
Oh, and have a feed. I would love to do that.
No,
I'd love to do that.
And get yourself a chef's jacket and get in. The boys in the kitchen would treat you so nicely. They're so gentle. So are you willing to accept this challenge?
So what you're suggesting is that for us to continue having you here, I've got to do a Saturday night work slaving away in the kitchen.
Yes.
What exactly would I be doing in the
kitchen?
Everything
you're told. No, just through a service, just through a busy, heavy service, just to see what it's like. Have you ever been on the other side?
No, never once, no.
No,
it's washing dishes? Will I get that?
You can wash dishes.
How long is this shift going to be?
Well, normally we start at about 9, 10 o'clock in the morning and finish about 9, 10 o'clock at night.
Of course you do.
But you'll be starting, I'd say, about 6 o'clock, so you can see how we get it all set up before the mayhem and just builds nicely, and then everybody orders at the same time, and it's organised chaos for about an hour and a half, and then it comes down again.
You know what you're getting into. Like, you know that I'm not exactly the most... I won't be the quickest person you've ever had in a kitchen anyway.
That's okay. We can hide you in a corner somewhere.
I'll be slow. In fact, when everyone's running around doing this, that and the other, I'll be like, what do I do? Where's the sugar? Where's the...
No, whatever? I'm looking forward to it. The boys in the kitchen, we're just... Yeah, bring them down. We'll look after them, chef. We'll be nice to them.
And then the shift will start, and that'll change.
Absolutely. 100%.
All right. I think we're in. We'll do it. There's a shake on it.
Okay, beautiful.
On camera now, so I can't really get out of it, can I?
So, you might even record something that night.
I think we will.
Done. You will?
Done deal. We'll let you know when that's going to happen. He put that on me on the spot, by the way. Didn't really have much of a choice, but you know, and we love him. We've got that recipe on our website at 2NURFM.com as well. The beef cheek with our chef Gavin Foreman this morning at 2NURFM.